the rest of the story. One encounters few such these days, but in the times when global positioning was a matter of sextants and stars, there sailed the oceans blue at any given time a surprising number of abandoned vessels, a fleet, you might say, of Flying Dutchmen. Among them was the HMS Resolute, one of five ships dispatched by the British Navy in 1852 to find missing explorer Sir John Franklin. The Resolute got trapped in the Arctic ice near Greenland. Her crew escaped on one of the other rescue vessels, but the Resolute would not be left to die in that vast white waste. For some time in the summer of 1854, she broke free from her frigid prison and went wandering. 1,000 miles she sailed, aimless and alone, before another ice pack seized her. Well, now it's 1855. American whaling ship George Henry is cruising the vicinity. The whaler's captain, James Buddington, is stunned when a lookout reports an unidentified, apparently unmanned vessel frozen in the distance. Buddington brings the George Henry as close as he dares, then sends three crewmen scampering over the field of ice to investigate. The Resolute is found to be shipshape, her lockers still well stocked. So Captain Buddington decides that even if he has to tow the stranded vessel to open water, he will free her, and he will sail her home to New England. And he did. That Christmas Eve, crew from the George Henry brought the Resolute into port at New London, Connecticut. But her adventures had only begun, for the United States Congress, learning of her incredible voyage, decreed that the wayward ship should be refitted and returned to the British Navy. And yes, the following December, nearly 5 years after her departure, now restored from her flag and her cordage and her sails right down to the books and the framed pictures in her officers' quarters, the Resolute sailed proudly into Portsmouth to be greeted and boarded and smiled upon by Queen Victoria herself. I'm going to change the subject, sort of. For residing to this very day, in our nation's capital, in the White House Oval Office, to be precise, is an artifact of American history with a personality all of its own. A 1,300-pound antique desk bearing the presidential seal. That's the desk at which presidents have worked and laughed and fretted and prayed, and across which they've addressed the nation on television. The desk under which John played as his daddy JFK, sitting above, did what important daddies do. That desk was a gift to President Rutherford B. Hayes from England's Queen Victoria, presented November 23, 1880, in remembrance of a good deed 24 years previous. For that Oval Office desk had been crafted by William Evenden, a master carpenter at the Chatham Dockyard, hewn from the oak beams of a retired and scrapped old sailing ship, the Resolute, I believe she was called. How fortunate she was to have broken free from the ice, to have been restored and returned, and now reborn as a ship of state. You know what I mean? Of course you do. You know the rest of the story.